Most animal organizations our size have 30 paid staff, but we're able to maintain excellent care with about a third of that in paid staff because none of our paid staff are paid to work with animals. There are so many people who love big cats that they'll do all of the cleaning, feeding, enrichment, operant conditioning, and vet care for free. Our paid staff do the things animal lovers don't enjoy, like managing the gift shop, managing the database, paying attention to donors, writing newsletters, and managing volunteers. Our paid staff work for far less than industry standards because they love our mission and the cats. Our intern and volunteer force averages around 80 people, who must put in a minimum of 4 hours per week, every week, rain or shine. A typical day starts at 7:30 a.m. and often runs till way after dark. First, the cats get their operant conditioning and morning meds. Most of our cats are geriatric and require supplements for all of their old age-related ailments. Then the cages are cleaned. Water bowls are scrubbed and refilled, and projects are done which include cage enhancements, landscaping, and a plethora of other tasks to make the cats comfortable. Volunteers also write thank you notes to donors, help send out guest letters to lawmakers, stock and clean the gift shop, restrooms, and storage buildings. All of the tours, like the one you're on now, are organized and led by volunteers. This might be your tour guide's first tour, or their 1,000th tour. But before they're sent out to lead a tour, they have already completed extensive training and have spent many hours backing up tours. With about 100 cats here, the guides have to know every cat's story and every cat fact, and that's a lot to remember. So that's why the tours are automated, except in extreme weather. You can tell a volunteer's status by their shirt level. Interns wear blue. First 6 months, red, who serve 4 hours a week. Next year and a half, yellow, who serve 6 hours a week. After 2 years, green, who serve 8 hours a week. After 5 years, navy, who serve 16 hours a week. There are a lot of classes, tests, and certifications to graduate up that ladder. In the evenings, the old and sick cats get their evening meds, and then dinner is served. It takes an army of volunteers pulling carts full of food, about 500 pounds a day in all, to make sure every cat gets exactly the right amount and types of food. After feeding, all of the buckets and carts have to be cleaned and put away. The floor's mopped, and then the day is done for our volunteers. For interns who live on the site, they still have intern housing full of foster cats and kittens who must be fed, cleaned, and often medicated as they come to us sick from the shelters. Some kittens have to be hand-fed every 4 hours around the clock. So the interns take turns caring for the cats around the clock. A few hours of sleep, and it starts all over again.